Parshas Shlach, Beis Tvila, Tovshin Ein Hei. And we learn about the Meraglim and the terrible tragedy that happened, what they caused, what we still suffer from up till today, the Pchiyah Shel Chinam. We still are affected by it. Tisha B'Av is all based on the Pchiyah that they cried, the Pchiyah Shel Chinam. The Mishnah in Erchin, and Avtes Vav Amud Aleph says, Nimsa ha'oimer befiv chomer min ha'oisa ma'isa. A person who says, speaks bad, is worse than actually doing bad. Because we find by rape, by oines, the raper must pay 50. And by moitzi shemra, where he sins with his mouth, he pays 100. Says the Mishnah, and the Mishnah proves this. Nimsa ha'oimer befiv chomer min ha'oisa ma'isa. What the damage you can do with your mouth is greater than what you actually physically do. Shekein motzinu shloi nechtam gzardin ala voiseinu bamidbar. In the midbar they did various sins, as the pasuk says, veinasu oisi ze eser pa'amim, as it says in this week's parasha. 10 times they were nase, they did bad things against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at the sea, at the yamsuf vayamru vayamsuf. They did many bad things, but yet the gzardin was only signed aloshen hara. Shenemar vayinasu oisi ze eser pa'amim. Which loshen hara? The meraglim. The meraglim had a greater power than the gzardin. That even after the eagle, they still were let go. They were still left alive. They could still enter Eretz Yisrael. But after the meraglim with the loshen hara, which even worse than the Avodah Zarah they did, that was it. They had to be terminated. And we start off with the Meraglim. Just as we finish off in Parshas Ba'alei Yitzchak, we finished off with Maisa Miriam, and we move straight into the Meraglim. And ask Rashi, Lama Nismacha Parshas Meraglim Le Parshas Miriam? Why are they adjacent? Lefisha loksa al iske dibra she dibra ba'achel. Since Miriam was punished for what she spoke to with her brothers, her brother, v'rashoyim halalu, these wicked people, ro, they saw, v'loy lakhu musar. They didn't take it to heart, they didn't take the message, and they also spoke lashon hara. Explains the Maharal in the Gur Arya. Where do you see those nismach? I mean, maybe it just happened to be together, maybe one happened after the other. Explains the Maharal, because we already says in the end of last week's parasha, they were in a place called Chatzeirois. Immediately, the last pasuk in the last week's parasha is Vachar nosu ha'om li Chatzeirois Vayachnu b'midbar paron. They traveled, achar, afterwards, they traveled from Chatzeirois to Midbar Paron. Midbar Paron is what happened over there? The Meraglim. As it says over this week's parasha, in the second, the third pasuk in this week's parasha is Vayishlach Oysa Moshe Midbar Paron. Midbar Paron is where the Maisa Meraglim happened. Chatzeirois is where Maisa Miriam happened. Now, when it says Vachar Nosu Ha'om in Chatzeirois, Rashi says in Bereishis, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Aleph, says Rashi, wherever it says Achar, is somuch, is adjacent. When it says acharei, it means after time. So it says adjacent, achar. After Maisa Miriam, they travel from Chatzeirois to Paron. Now, says the Maharal, why does the Torah have to emphasize vachar? It already says, va'om lo nosa at ha'yosef Miriam. It already says in the passage before, the people, they're waiting, they didn't travel. So Miriam was able to come back into the camp after she finished with her tzaras and the 7 days she was outside. When he says they're waiting for her, meaning that when she's over the tzaras, they travel. Why does the pasuk mention v'achar nosu? And adjacent to that, they traveled. It's already implied the pasuk before. They're waiting for her to get cured, and then they traveled. Why does it say Vachar Nosu Ha'om? Explains the Maral. The Torah is telling us that straight away, Vayachnu Pap, they went from Maase Miriam to Paran. Meaning, the Yalkut says, the Medrash says, that in fact, this wasn't the first time they asked for Meraglim. No, Meraglim, they already requested to send Meraglim. Previously, they held, this is part of Choyvas HaYishtadlus, we need to send Meraglim to spy out the land. But only now, Kodesh Baruch Hu consented. When they came to Chatzeros, then Shlach Lecho, Vayidab Hashem Moshe Leimor, Shlach Lecho Anoshim, Bevakasha. Now the time, now I concede, I let you send Meraglim. Till now I didn't agree. But now I agree. Why? What happened? Because since you've seen Maase Miriam, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've seen it. Now the time you can go because you can be careful. You have what to learn from. So the whole Meraglim happened was based on the fact they saw Maase Miriam to teach them the lesson about Lashon Hara, and now therefore you could be careful. But the Rishonim Alod Ro V'lo Ilokhu Musar, they chose to ignore the message. They didn't want to see the effects of their Lashon Hara and cause a terrible, terrible tragedy. What does this have to do with us? This is history. Are we in a history lesson? What happened bygone years ago, three millennium away? Story of Miriam, there's Meraglim. Was hat das zu tun mit uns? What does this have to do with us? Well, is it really history? What did we learn last week? Last week we learned the Ramban, where the Ramban says that from the Tariag Mitzvahs, like you wear tefillin, like you keep Shabbos, and like you say Kriyat Shema every day, and you sit in a sukkah, of the same level, you have to. What did Ramban say? You know, last week. Remember, Maase Miriam. There's a mitzvah deraisa, Tariag Mitzvahs. As important as your matzahs you eat in Pesach. Tariag mitzvahs, to remember Maase Miriam. Why should it's a mitzvah tmidis, brought down the Morgan Avram, Simon Samach. What? Why should we remember Maase Miriam? Is history that important? I mean, my history teacher always thought it's so important to remember history. But is that really what it's about? It's time to remember history? Are we supposed to remember it? The what? Right, to learn the message. Row. Hashem wants us to row, to take Musa from it. It's a message for us that we should be careful. So what's happening right here is something that we need to pay attention to, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us, remember Maase Miriam, see the effects of Lashon Hara. I want you to look and take Musa from it. We should not copy what the Meraglim did, to choose to ignore the message. Rather, we have to take it to heart. Remember Maase Miriam. Remember the effects of Lashon Hara. Even to a brother who was an honor of it, didn't care. And still the Kushbok was makpid. And Hashem wants us to look at it and take Musa from it. And we should take it to heart and be careful ourselves the way we speak. And we have to check, maybe there is such a myth. There's all sorts of things happening in Dvarim over there, all sorts of schiros, right? Maimed al Sinai. Is it from the schiros tmidos? Is it there? It's not there. But there's more to it. It's not just the words. Opening our big mouth and saying bad things. There's more to it than that. We find in Parshas Meraglim that they were punished a year per day since they traveled. As it says in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Bayomim ashatartim es haaretz arba'im yoim. Since they traveled for 40 days, yoim lashono tisu es avenoi seichem arba'im shono. Every day they traveled, they got a year. The Meraglim traveled for 40 days, therefore they were punished. For 40 years they were stuck in the Midbar, unable to enter Eretz Yisrael.
They had already
Okay. Maybe Miksa Jem Kukulai. Okay. Good point. But that's definitely what the pasuk says. Okay, you have a question? Good question. But the principle is still there. It's Yoyim Nashon. That's the ratio. Rashi even says that, in fact, because of this point, it should have taken them longer. The pace, the way, the amount you walk in a day, and the size of the soil should have taken them longer. But the Baruch Hu made the nes and enabled them to travel fast, because he knew that the more the time will take extra years, and he didn't want them to be, had they traveled for 50 days, they would have gotten 50 years. Hashem made a special nes that they were able to walk faster, and it was only 40 days and only 40 years. And the question is, what's the connection between their walking and the punishment? Just random. I mean, how long was the actual Avera? How long did it take? 5 minutes? Half an hour. The actual Avera was when they opened their big mouth. And they said what they said. Meitzi Gibas Oretz Ra. How long did it take? 5 minutes. Half an hour. The argument. It didn't take long. Why is the punishment based on the walking? Just sounds unconnected. It wasn't the Avera. The Avera was the speech. Ah, Mordechai. The what?
It's like if someone's eight shekel.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time. And all that, but it wasn't done. The mice might have been 5 minutes, but right. It takes every step of the way they were planning. I'm going to take this food. So
right, wonderful, Mordechai. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musa. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, it stems that he's looking at bad of the person. He's looking for a person's fault. He has an ayin ra. And this person, in his eyes, he sees all his flaws and all his chisroinus. And he wants to speak it out and tell everyone, look at this guy, he's such an idiot. Maybe he wants to put the guy down. It stems from an ayin ra. When they were walking in the Midbar, in the Eretz Yisrael, they were looking, they had an ayin ra. They really had an agenda. They wanted to find the chisroinus of Eretz Yisrael. They saw people dying, people being buried. Oh, this is an Eretz Ocheles Yeshvel. They saw giants. Oh, this is a place of giants. They were looking for the bad. They saw the big fruit. We can use this big fruit to show that it's like a supernatural land, and we won't be able to survive here. So every day was they were using the ayin ra, and therefore this ayin ra causes the lashon hara. It's the background. It's the preparation for the lashon hara, and therefore their punishment was based on their walking. And the message for us is that in order for us to take the message home, to learn from Ma'ase Miriam, rov lakhu musar, it's not enough just to take. As our teacher will tell us, everyone fold your arms and zip lips. You make a zip. Oops. Everyone goes, everyone be quiet. Zip the lips. Okay, that's not enough. It's not going to work. We have to train ourselves to see people in a good light, to be mechabed people, to be oyev Yisrael, to see everyone's midos and advantages. If we see people in a positive way, maybe we won't speak lashon hara about them. But if we're critical about people, we focus on their chisroinus and their bad things. No, you're going to want to speak it out. It's going to be much more difficult, and therefore we should try and work to ish echad v'lev echad, to be together with Ava, with each other, to see everyone's meila, and the meila will be working on we will step away from our lashon hara. Yes. The same idea. It's all the same idea. The idea is it's preparations. It's achina. Parshas Meraglim is mentioned over here in Parsha Shlach. It's also mentioned in Chumash Dvarim. There it says, "Vatikruvu nolai kulchem." They all came together to ask for the meraglim, to demand to send meraglim. And it says over there, "Kulchem." It was the youngsters before the zkenim. And what do they request? "Vayachpru lanu es haaretz." This is to be found in Parshas Dvarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Pasuk Chav Beis. "Vatikruvu nelai kulchem, vatoimru, nishlucha anashim lefaneinu." Let's send people. "Vayachpru lanu es haaretz." Let them spy out the land. "Vayachpru lanu es haaretz." In the Yalkut Shimoni, by us, what were they saying? It's unbelievable. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "We want to send Anoshim Lefaneinu. We want to send Meraglim." Omalem Lama says, "Moshe, why do you need Meraglim for?" Omuloi, Mamash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised us that we come into Eretz Kanaan, and it says, "Ubatim Meleim Kol Tuv," going to inherit, take over the houses Kol Tuv, with all the richness and the wealth inside them. But we are concerned because they're going to hear we're coming. They're going to bury their treasures. They hear we're on the way, Am Yisrael is on the way. They're going to bury their treasures, and we're going to come in, going to see the empty houses. You hear the tzitzis? We are concerned. Why are we sending Meraglim? We are afraid that Hashem's word will be in vain. Hashem has promised us Batim Leim Kol Tuv, and we're going to come and see it's emptied out, because it's all buried away. Therefore, let the Meraglim go ahead. And they will see what is being buried. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayitav beinai adobar." What's the message for us? It's actually very frightening. We see, as I saw the derech melitza, "Kol machloikus shi l'shem shamayim, no bottle, soifu l'iskayim." The derech melitza saw a machloikus where we're arguing of money. No, one day we may settle. But machloikus shi l'shem shamayim, oyvei, that could be, they'll never settle. Am Yisrael were coming with Hashem Shammai. What do you want Raglim for? Hashem Shammai, we're concerned that Hashem's name, Hashem's promise won't come true. That's what they said. But really, we know that deep down, that wasn't the case. Deep down, they didn't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we see what came out in the end. But it was covered with the Hashem Shammai. Chazal tell us, says Sean brings down, that they were afraid of losing their status, and we won't be the same anymore. There are many, many cheshbonos they had deep down, but it came with a Lashem Shamayim claim. And therefore, the message for us is that even when you have a Lashem Shamayim, it needs careful examination, to see where is it coming from. Not for me, dude. Saying, not for me. Amoichel Tovus. I don't need the food. You don't worry. I'll worry about my what I promised about. Amoichel Tovus. You want to send? You send for yourself. No, that's good. That's nice. But the story is, and a person has to examine where is it coming from. If it started from Vatikrun of Vaykulchem, it was the Behola. It started from the running Tzorach Iyun. If it was so easy, everyone's getting excited. It's a tzorach iyun, if this is really a real Shem Shamayim, or a cover-up Shem Shamayim. the Chofetz Chaim in the Shmiras HaLoshay, in the second Chelek Perek Yutes, explains what was happening with the Meraglim. What was the discussion, the give and take? What were they claiming? And the Chofetz Chaim says, what happened there happens to us as well. It's a Yetzer Hara that comes with contradictory claims whenever it suits him. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara tells a person, you're so great, you're such a tzaddik. And sometimes the Yetzer Hara comes and makes a person onov. Who are you? You're a klum, you're a garnish, who are you? What level of mitzvahs do you have? When a person, sometimes he tells a person, you don't have to be careful, you're such a tzaddik. You can be, everyone else has to keep certain restrictions, but you don't need it. You're such a great person. You're such a Moshe Nefesh. You can be lax. You can take it easy. And sometimes the Yetzer Hara tells the person, "Ugh, look at your darga. How much mitzvahs do you have? Come on, who are you?" And he says the following. What the Meraglim was saying, Eretz Yisrael is so big. Look at the fruit. Look at the giants. Look at the people dying. What the Meraglim were claiming were, and they say that even Hashem can't take us, can't look after us. The claim was, who are we? To live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be of such a high level. You have to be a gibor. You have to be a giant. You have to be a spirit. You have to be a spiritual giant. You have to be a total tzaddik to live in Eretz Yisrael. Look, it's an Eretz Cheles Yeshveil. This is a paltrin shel melech, a person who who offends the king out of the palace, says a bad word. It's not the same as person who offends the king in the palace. Eretz Yisrael needs to be of a much higher level. It's a spiritual land, and therefore it's an Eretz Cheles Yeshveil. Wherever we went, we saw people dying. What does it mean? It's midas hadin, because you have to be of a high level, and therefore even the fruit is supernatural. Everything is supernatural over here. Giant people, and therefore who are we? That's what the Yetzer Hara, that was what they claim. We're not that level. We're small. We're klein a mention. We're small people. We can't live at that level. If Moshe Rabbeinu would maybe his was, but you know, he's not going to live forever. We already know he's going to die, because they learned from Eldad and Medad in last week's parasha, was already saying that Moshe Rabbeinu will not enter with them. And therefore, who are we? It's atzvus. It makes a person small. And that's what Amisol bought it. They bought into this, because there's a real point to it. When a person does real cheshbon and nefesh, indeed he feels small and unworthy. What did Kalev say back to them? Kalev and Shua said, no. Ki toy v'aretz mo'in mo'id. Ach, b'ashem al timroidu. As long as a person doesn't do a merida, doesn't go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's still eligible for rachamim. And even though it's true, we're not that super level, that's correct. But still there's rachamim. Hashem has promised us. We're still eligible for Hashem's rachamim. Of course, we can work on ourselves, do tshuva. Hakol nachon, but as long as the person doesn't go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ach ba'Hashem al timroidu, then we'll be successful. And therefore, it's the same thing, says the Chofetz Chaim, with us. You ask a person, do you believe in, you're supposed to be kaveitim na Torah, you're supposed to put all your efforts in Torah, do you believe in that? He says, yes. No, so why don't you? He says, who am I? Look, to learn Torah, pass the melech toichal, buy by Masura Tishte, you have to be of a level, give everything up, no more gashmias, just be in the all day learning, all day. I'm not that level, who am I? I'm a small person, it's far away from me. Big tzaddikim, big masmidim, they could do it. Rav Yoshev can be 24 hours a day in the Beis Medrash. Say, those type of people, big tzaddikim, big masmidim, but me, not shaykh to me. I'm connected to the Kashmirs, to this world. I can't give it all up. What's the mistake? That's the Yetzer Hara. He makes a person small. And the mistake is, it's true that's a high level. But what's your chiyuv? chivus mikaveitim la Torah. That you could do. Nachon is the high levels, you should say more. But mustn't let the Yetzirah get in your way and make you small and give you huge. That's a mistake. As long as a person does what he can, then he's eligible to rachamim and get all the good things. And sometimes the Yetzirah comes the other way around. Makes a person lax. I'm so great, I'm so big. And therefore he becomes careless. So that's, therefore says the Chofetz Chaim, the Yetzirah that happened by the Meraglim is the same Yetzirah that hits us as well. Makes us small and humble when it's inappropriate. Makes us haughty when it's inappropriate. Therefore, a person has to investigate properly and not to listen to the Yetzirah, recognize them, still get rachamim, do what we can, we'll still get rachamim, but still live in Eretz Yisrael, of course, to try and grow. But as long as we don't do Averus and Bashem al Tim Reidu, we'll still get all the wonderful things. The chet has been done, the Meraglim have complained, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, that's it. Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe, Ad onu yinatsuni omaze, Akenu ba'deva vorishenu. I'm going to wipe them all out. V'asircha l'goy God avotsu mimenu. That's it. I speak, I had enough. What does Moshe Rabbeinu claim back? Does he ask for rachamim? Does he ask for mercy? No, he doesn't. Vayoyim Moshe Hashem, V'shomu Mitzrayim, Ki eliso b'koychecho es omaze b'kirboi. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no, but Mitzrayim are going to hear about this. And they're going to say, you know, it's true that Hashem takes out of Mitzrayim, but He doesn't have power to bring us into the land. Hashem is not powerful enough to overcome Malchei Knan. The Goyim will say, it's obvious that Hashem doesn't have the power to bring them in. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, he says, you can't do that. To wipe them out, they'll say that you're too weak. Then Moshe Rabbeinu asks for rachamim. Hashem erech apayim rav chesed, nois te ovoim v'pesha v'nake lo yinake, poiket ovoim avoi salboni v'atshilet shem arbeim. Snach lon om azek g'goydil chazdecho. So Moshe Rabbeinu has two claims. What people will say, the goyim, what they will say, and have rachamim on your sons. Vayoyim Hashem, solachti kidvorecha. Which dvorecha? What's causing the slicha? Our barrier. Solachti kidvorecha. Which point? Mitzrayim says Rashi. Which dvorecha? There's an emphasis on it. Doesn't say solachti, which means I accept what you said. No, says Rashi. Kidvar echo, Bishvil Masha Marta Shayimu Mibilti Khila Sashem. What saved us was that the Goyim shouldn't say Hashem doesn't have the power. Let's think about this. Is that true? Is that true that Hashem doesn't have the power? The shtuyot. It's a mistake. Of course Hashem has the power. Just we messed up, we did the chet. So the fact that Goyim will mistakenly think, they'll misunderstand the situation and think that Hashem doesn't have the power, is what saved the Jewish people. Even though it's false, but the mistaken impression is what saved the Jewish people. So lachti kidvarecha, because what you said, we see the power and responsibility of Chil Hashem. This time, this way, it helped us. The Chil Hashem, the Goy will say, Mibilti Yecheles, enter them, save the Jewish people, to be wiped out. How much more so a person has to be careful and sensitive to Chil Hashem? When I grew up in London, we were taught that Chil Hashem was a big, every time we go on a bus, we were taught Chil Hashem. Act in a refined way because of Chil Hashem. It's something that our kids are missing because they grew up in a Jewish society, they don't think of it. And what people say, what the way they're looking at you, being looked at, it demands a higher level of behavior because of Chilul Hashem. And we see it's so critical. So, I remember in my road there was an Indian person, a goy, and he told me, I would like my children to go to the Jewish school if they would accept me. If they take me, I would send my children to Jewish education. Because he saw the children were better behaved. He said, I don't mind the Jewish studies. If they'll take me in, I'll send them there. At the end of this week's parasha, we have about parasha tzitzis. What we say every day, "V'reis asuru achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem, asher atem zeinim achreim, leman tizguru v'asisem es kol mitzvoitzai v'isem gdeishim lelochechem." It's brought down in the name of the Chofetz Chaim. "V'reis asuru achrei levavchem" is referring to, Chazal say, to minus. A person is involved in apikorsus, achei neichem, zuznus, following your eyes. And then it says, v'yisim gdeishim. Said the Chofetz Chaim, even a person who he's involved with minus and znus, he's imamash at the bottom, in shamayim he'll be nitba, why were you not a kodesh? The high levels, he's still liable for being on a high level. As low as he is, he still will be a tefillah why didn't he reach high. Not just for tzaddikim, there'll be nitba to be a kodesh, but even for the rishoyim. And it says in Medrash Mishlei, I don't have time to look, but I think it's brought down in the Bi'alocha, that when a person comes to Shammai, he's asked, what do you have? I have mikra. I learned chumash. Why didn't he learn Mishnah? He gets Gehenna. The person comes to Mishnah. Why didn't he learn Gemara? You have one Seder. He has Seder and Zikin. Very nice. Why didn't he get Noshim? There's always a tefillah. Why didn't he do more? And a person, Mishyesh, but the Talmud Biyodai, says the Kosh Bohu, see, Pisa Ba Merkava. Why didn't he get the level of seeing the Merkava? So in the Sefer Eben Shlomo, it says over there in Agos that once the Goyen was traveling with his Talmidim and they heard music and singing and dancing from some pub, and one of the Talmidim went inside to look and saw a Jewish man was dancing together with Goyisha ladies. Terrible thing. Mamash, the lowest of the low. And said the Goyen, this guy, as low as he is, in Shamayim, he'll be nitba. Why wasn't he Oisek B'maisem Merkava? He's not let off the hook, as low as he is. Just it'll take him, have to go through so many zikuchim, till reach the level they asked him about Maisem Merkava. He has to go through zikuch after zikuch, Gehenim after Gehenim, to raise himself up, till they ask him why he didn't get the Maisem Merkava. There's no one let off. And therefore, the taina will be, why didn't you be a Kaddish? The remembering for Yisem is called Mitzvah Hashem. Yisem, I saw it was the Chartim is called Mitzvah Hashem. Well, seeing the tzitzis helps us remember. But you know what? You have to have what to remember. If a person doesn't know the mitzvahs, doesn't know how to keep them, the memory is not going to help him. You have to make sure we know the mitzvahs, and then the memory can help. But if you don't have what to remember, it's not going to help you. the last point. The Mishnah says in Ovois, in Perek Dalet, that Chamisha Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had, and one of them was Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, who was a boar seed, She'enu Me'abe Tipa. It was like a water pit that cemented, that you wouldn't lose a drop. The question is, Pirkei Avos is to teach us derech and how to behave, proper conduct, midas tovos, midas rois, to be careful of. It's to guide us, give us light, give us messages. What is the Mishnah teaching us? That he had this tremendous memory. Shkoyach, he remembered everything. He had photographic memory. Bol sit she enom ha'abit tipa. Very nice. Shkoyach, what does that do with me? I forget everything. But I want to ask you a question. How many people remember? Where were they? What were they doing? On 9/11. 9/11 Twin Towers. Who remembers where they were? When they heard the news, where were they? Can you mind raising your fingers? You don't remember? What? No. Do you remember? Mark, you remember?
What?
Sorry? Everyone in this room remembers. You remember where you were when you were told the news? Ari. See, all of us remember. I also remember. I remember where I was standing. Mordechai, do you remember?
Yeah.
All of us remember, not just the event, but where we were, what happened, maybe who was with, who told us the news, what were we doing, which house were we, in the street, in the bus, where were we? Why? And it's not even, these are not important points. I mean, you could tell me where you were, it wouldn't be interesting to anyone else. It's not important. How do we remember that? We all remember that. How is that the case? Huh?
Major.
Right. I understand we remember 9/11. But why do we remember where were we? Who was speaking to us? That's what I'm asking. The unimportant details. How is it we remember?
You can't forget.
But I can't forget 9/11. Why should I remember if I was standing having a coffee?
The shock.
That's right. So you see, when a person is very excited, it was a negative excitement. It's so dramatic, it was like unbelievable. It really was unbelievable what happened. Then a person remembers minute details. I was once in South Africa, and there was a bench. And it says there was a dedication on the bench. On this bench, my husband Ben proposed to me. His ashes are now scattered. His ashes are now scattered around over here. Now, how did that lady remember which bench it was? Mazen Shane. Okay, he proposed. I understand. Very interesting, but very dramatic. But how do you remember which bench it was? Because you do. When dramatic events happen to a person, he remembers minute details, unimportant details. In other words, we all have good memories. Just depends how important is it for us. When the Mishnah was saying that Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was a boss, he didn't have a good memory, b'chlal. He had a memory like me and you. But for him, every word of the Torah was so exciting, was so dramatic, was so important, that maybe he remembered every word. We should be zeicher that our Torah also should be the most important events in our life, should be dramatic, should be exciting, and maybe we should all remember the Torah. We should zeicher to get a piece of mice and recover. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Next year, in 5 minutes, will be about remembering, about mitzvah zeicher kavona, unbelievable. It affects our life. How we mamish miss the boat so many times. And we put missing out on whole mitzvahs we do in life, go in vain because we're not doing mitzvahs sichas kavana. Yeshokoya, thank you very much.